This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatuj Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 27th of July. Well, weak global cues, a rise in COVID-related cases and expectation of surge in bad loans in 2020 led to profit booking on D Street. In fact, Sensex fell nearly 200 points to close below 38,000, while Nifty 50 managed to hold on to that 11,1100 mark. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex fell 194 points to close at 37,934, while the Nifty 50 closed 62 points lower at 11,131. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in IT, metals and oil and gas stocks, while selling pressure was visible in banks, finance, realty and healthcare stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index fell 1%, while the small-cap index also was down by nearly 1%. In fact, they both the broader market indices underperformed benchmark indices in Monday's trading session. Now, if you look at the top Nifty gainers, which include names like TCS, BPCL, Infosys, as well as Asian Paints, in terms of losers, HDFC Bank, Z Entertainment, and ICICI Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors, where sectorally the IT index rose 2.3%, followed by the metals index, which was up 0.4%, and the energy index closed with gains of 0.38%. Now, profit taking was visible in the BankEx, which fell 3.5%, followed by the finance index that was down 2.4%, and the realty index closed with losses of 1.7%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like Equitas, Sun TV, Idea, as well as M&M Financial Services. Long buildup was seen in stocks like ICICI Pru, JSPL, and Bajaj Auto, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Cipla, Escorts, and Aurobindo Pharma. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit their fresh 52-week high. That includes names like L&T Infotech, RIL, Navin Fluorine, as well as Aarti Drugs. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Kotak Mahindra Bank stock was down over 2% after the bank reported over 8% year-on-year decline in the standalone net profit for the June quarter. In fact, Biocon stock fell over 3% after Ministry of Health decided to not include the drug in the clinical management protocols for treating COVID-19 cases. HDFC Bank, ICICI Bank were also down around about 3-6% based post the earnings results. And Asian Paints also price jumped over 3% of the company reported a massive 66% year-on-year decline in the net profit at 218 crores. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, which also resembles a bearish belt hold kind of a pattern. Now, Nifty bounced back from its 5 days exponential moving average placed at 11,122. Now, the index has been consolidating between 11,050 to 11,250 zone from the last 5 trading session, in which declines are being bought while follow-up action is still missing. Now, Nifty requires a decisive range breakout for the next leg of the rally to continue. Now, it has to continue to hold above 11,050 to extend its up move towards 11,240 levels and 11,333, 11,500 levels. On the downside, key supports exist at 11,050 and 11,000 levels. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news business.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.